There you go. It's 1970. It's Warner Brothers. It's the Bob Prince 10-tet. It is, in fact, the Blue Ribbon Charleston, which means, in fact, that a new edition of the Jazz Guy is underway. Relatively new, anyway, because we didn't start off with Blue Ribbon until May of last year. So I guess you could say that for the 23rd time, you are listening to the new and improved Jazz Guy. Though, to be honest, the only thing that's new and improved is the Blue Ribbon Charleston itself. Hey, hey, hi, hi, it's Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy, on the voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. The show today is a continuation of the royalty theme we started last time. John Lewis often looked at jazz through a classical lens, and that is exactly what he does here with his introduction of Her Royal Highness in The Queen's Fancy.
Ha ha ha.
Gypsy Queen by Gábor Szabó. Gábor Szabó was a Hungarian guitar player who brought a whole new sound to the instrument in the middle 60s with his stint in the Chico Hamilton group and a series of very successful solo albums on the Impulse label. Chico was the drummer with Ron Carter bass and Victor Pantoja and Willie Bobo Latin percussion. John Lewis brought his classical touch to the Queen's fancy at the top of the spot with his modern jazz ensemble, including Stan Getz tenor saxophone, J.J. Johnson trombone, Tony Scott clarinet, M. Ziegler bassoon, Gunther Schuller French horn, J. Putnam harp, Percy Heath bass, and Connie Kay drums. And the music in the middle, Roger Miller's 1971 hit, King of the Road, in an arrangement for Jerry Mulligan baritone sax, Pete Jolly piano, Johnny Gray guitar, Jimmy Bond bass, and Hal Blaine drums. Royal personages abound on the Jazz Guide today on the Voice of Vashon 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
Support for Voice of Vashon is provided by Palouse Winery. Award-winning wines are available for tasting on their covered patio noon to 5 Friday through Sunday. For private event inquiries, to see the music schedule, or to make a reservation, visit PalouseWinery.com. Thank you.
a prince stuck in a princess sandwich. At the top of the spot, Herb Geller, alto saxophone, is Bread One, the princess, along with Victor Feldman vibes, Walter Norris piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Anthony Vaisley drums. Just now, as Bread Two, Farewell Princess by Gordon Brisker, tenor sax, Mike Nock piano, Anthony Cox bass, and Billy Hart drums. Turns out that the salami and cheese in the middle was the Prince of Darkness, as served up by the Gil Evans Big Band in a live performance from 1984 at the Sweet Basil Club in New York. Evans handled the arrangement and keyboards, and Lou Soloff was the trumpet soloist. And now, here's some vital information about the life choices you have made recently that have delivered you to the position you now enjoy. Here's the main man around here, Mr. Michael Golan Johnson.
Well, thank you, Bill. You are listening to Royalty Part 2 on The Jazz Guy on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. So, Bill, you know, I wonder how our jazz talents today feels about being compared to a sandwich.
How so?
Well, wouldn't they rather be listened to than eaten?
How about if we just don't swallow them? the tune The King for TM. The talent, Joe Locke, vibes, Jeffrey Keezer, piano. Man, for a vibes keyboard duo, these guys make a heck of a lot of noise together. Sometimes I think it's just a horror of being mistaken for Cal Jader. The bass player here was Mike Pope, and the drummer was the incredible Therion Gully. At the top of the spot, Christian McBride introduced the first of the three kings in the set, King Freddie of Hubbard, a reference, of course, to the great Freddie Hubbard. Here the trumpeter was Roy Hargrove, along with Joshua Redman, tenor sax, Steve Ture, trombone, Cyrus Chestnut, piano, and Lewis Nash, drums. And the music in the middle, The Sun King by Dave Liebman, who plays a wooden flute along with his soprano saxophone. Vic Juris was the guitar player, along with Tony Marino, acoustic and stick bass, and Jamie Haddad, drums and percussion. All of these royal people on the Jazz Guide today on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Support for VOB comes from Come On Barber, offering mobile appointments, pop-up barbershops, and more. Come On Barber reminds the Vashon community to stay spiffy and stay classy. Find out more at www.comeonbarber.com. That's C-M-O-N, Barber, all one word, .com.
The royalty in our closing music is in a place, Queenstown in South Africa, birthplace of Abdullah Ibrahim, who began his career on jazz piano as Dollar Brand. Here he teams up with Archie Shepp on soprano sax for a biographical melody, Barefoot Boy from Queenstown to Mungesi. You are listening to the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. And this is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy. So long, thanks for listening. Stay smart, stay quiet, but above all, stay cool. Everybody. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.